Well, hello there, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast. I am Heather Newman, and this is episode number 194. Today, we're going to be talking about navigating negativity and setting boundaries in challenging work environments. So hang tight. Let's go.
You're listening to the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, your go-to source for all things health and fitness transformation, with certified nutrition coach and specialist turned online fitness planning mentor, Heather Newman. Heather's goal is to empower women like you to take control of your overall health and fitness strategy. Tune in each week for a realistic approach as she shares tips and tools to glitter your soul and add sparkle to your life. Let's get unstuck. You are not a treat. So let's learn to move, change, and find true happiness by creating a vision and living your dreams. For blog posts, exclusive offers, fitness strategies, monthly VIP challenges, at-home workout plans, and more, be sure to subscribe to glitteryou.com. Now tighten that ponytail, embrace a more fulfilled and positive approach to life, and let's get happy. Here's your host, Heather Newman.
My beautiful tone babes, welcome back to the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, a podcast for all you ladies in the second half of life who are ready to take responsibility for your own well-being and create a life that you love living. I am here to help motivate women just like you to look good and feel fabulous in this second half of life. I am your host, Heather Newman, and after spending the first 48 years of my life being a complete people pleaser and living with a scarcity mindset, I was stuck and ready for a change. I reinvented myself, I stopped outsourcing my happiness, and I've been brave enough to live a different kind of life. I will be here each week to help you do the exact same thing. So grab your headset or your earbuds, lace up those sneakers, tighten that ponytail, and let's do this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Welcome back to Heather Newman's Hashtag Get Unstuck coaching podcast. I'm excited to dive into a recent question from one of our followers addressing a prevalent issue many of us encounter in professional lives, dealing with a challenging coworker. So this particular inquiry revolves around a person in a doctor's office displaying a negative attitude, potentially stemming what I would assume is from past trauma. We all carry trauma. Sometimes I think it's with a capital T. Sometimes I would consider it lowercase t trauma. We all carry some sort of past trauma in our lives. Now, our follower expresses feeling very targeted with the coworker, seemingly resentful due to the contrast, I guess you would say, in their dispositions. This follower exuding happiness and kindness, while the coworker projects a big cloud of negativity. This scenario is very relatable for so many of us, and that is why I felt it necessary to talk about this today, because it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, just in the workplace. We all navigate workplaces where maybe a single individual can significantly impact our overall environment, but this could apply to other areas of our life as well. So you can kind of fill in the blank and take the nuggets that you find to be helpful for you. So one key aspect to recognize is the inherent lack of control that we actually have over other people. It's a common thread in coaching conversations, the challenge of managing one's own reactions to external negativity without being consumed by it. So I'm going to call her Sarah, right? Sarah's predicament is a reflection of a broader issue where unhappy people can unintentionally project their pain onto those around them. I'm sure you've heard the quote of hurt people, or misery loves company. this is kind of where this stems from. These individuals can unintentionally project their pain onto those around them. So in coaching, we often emphasize the importance of boundaries. While some relationships can be walked away from, the professional setting sometimes is a little bit more challenging dynamics, obviously, because you may or may not be able to walk away from a job. And if you're stuck sitting next to negative Nancy all day long, this could be a problem. So determining the impact on oneself and others becomes crucial when contemplating stepping away from a toxic relationship, right? So this is going to be a little bit different in the corporate workplace versus maybe someone like me who's self-employed. And I know that if there's a, you know, situation or a circumstance or a toxic relationship, I know that I will contemplate who it will affect if I step away or decide to, you know, remove myself from the equation. But acknowledging and validating the coworker's feelings without necessarily agreeing with their behavior is another valuable tool that I want to touch on. What that means is if negative Nancy is always negative and you know that she's carrying around some trauma baggage, some generational luggage, whatever it is, and she may not have the skills to be able to emotionally cope with these feelings. So the way that this person may be dealing with this trauma unintentionally, subconsciously, is by lashing out and being very hateful to someone who may shine bright, someone who may bring good vibes, someone who may show up every day with a good morning, how are you? That may irritate the fudge out of this coworker. So it's okay for you to acknowledge the coworker and validate their feelings. Like, you can have empathy for that coworker's way of dealing with their unhappiness or their trauma. But it doesn't mean that you agree with the behavior. So it's a compassionate approach that allows for empathy without compromising your personal boundaries. I've done another podcast in the past on boundaries, and it's probably time to do another one because that is definitely my most popular podcast, the one on establishing boundaries and the one on people pleasing. So if you haven't listened to those podcasts, you may want to go back and listen to those. They're really good nuggets, and I think sometimes we all need the reminder. But just remember, it's about finding a balance, right, between understanding the coworker's potential trauma and not allowing that to dictate one's own happiness. So for those fortunate enough to work remotely or run a home-based business, the absence of this toxic physical environment is such a blessing, because I would say 80% of the women that I have coached in some way, shape, or form, because nothing is off the table. When we coach one-on-one, we can and will talk about anything that comes up. Nothing is off the table. In those conversations, I would say that 80% of those women who work outside of the home in a professional environment, in a career, they are dealing with toxic people around them. And that is probably the part that they really, like, when we dig deep and when we peel back the layers of the onion, we find that it's not necessarily the job that they're hating. Like, they went to school to become a nurse, or they went to school to become a teacher, or they developed the skills to become a secretary, but they're surrounded by people that are creating a toxic physical environment. So again, for those fortunate enough to work remotely or run your own home-based business, the absence of that toxicity is such a blessing. However, the challenge remains for those working in traditional office settings where toxic individuals can definitely compromise the workplace and the culture. So another thing you need to have the nugget, the idea, the skill, the mindset, the awareness around is believe people when they show us who they are. It's really a fundamental principle discussed in some of my one-on-one coaching, but I'm going to talk about it in this episode as well. It's a call to authenticity and a reminder not to let external negativity alter one's own positive disposition. Believe people when they show you who they are. Okay? I'm going to say that one more time. Believe people when they show you who they are. So setting boundaries, staying true to oneself, and choosing happiness are so powerful. These are powerful strategies to help you navigate these challenging situations. Now remember, as we've discussed before, setting boundaries refers to establishing limits and guidelines to define acceptable behavior, your expectations, and interactions in various aspects of life, such as your relationships, such as work, or just your personal well-being. It involves communicating your needs, your values, your limits, all of this to maintain a healthy balance between respecting oneself and respecting others. So setting boundaries is crucial for maintaining positive relationships, managing stress, and fostering personal growth and well-being. So give that person permission to show up as they are. People show us their true selves through their actions, through their behaviors, and through their choices. It's often said that actions speak louder than words. I know you've heard this before. I say it a lot. Even if I don't say it out loud, I'm saying it in my head. And this holds true in understanding someone's authentic nature. So right now I'm going to talk about some ways that people actually reveal their true selves. So if you're paying attention, you're going to see who someone truly is. I'm going to give you these tools so that you will be able to see how people reveal their true selves.
Hey, fabulous listeners of the Get Unstuck podcast. I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, Beautiful You. They've got something special for you. 15% off with the code GLITTERU. At Beautiful You, we believe in bringing you products that enhance not only your beauty, but your overall well-being. Our favorite Trim Fit collagen and probiotic blend are carefully crafted to make you look and feel exceptional. What sets Beautiful You apart? It's not just about beauty. It's about thoughtful science and specific benefits that elevate your health journey. Benefits include Trim Fit, support your fitness goals and feel confident in your body. Collagen, promote healthy, radiant skin and support joint health. Probiotic, nurture your gut health, supporting digestion and overall vitality. Ready to experience these amazing benefits? Head to beautifulyou.com/glitteryou and use the code GLITTERYOU at checkout for an exclusive 15% off your order.
Okay, so the first thing is consistency. Genuine behavior is consistent over time. That's why people say you may not want to marry the first person that you go on a date with and get married after 2 weeks, right? Because everyone's got their like honeymoon glasses on. They show up to the dating scene as the best possible version of themselves. And then over time, maybe their real genuine self starts to surface, right? So consistency, genuine behavior is consistent over time. People who consistently exhibit certain qualities or behaviors are likely being very true to themselves. Another thing you want to pay attention to is reactions under pressure. Stressful situations can unveil a person's authentic character. So how someone responds to challenges and pressure often reflects their true nature. And the next thing you want to look at or pay attention to is their values, like the values alignment. When individuals consistently demonstrate values that align with their beliefs, it indicates sincerity. Actions that reflect deeply held values are a very reliable indicator that someone is being authentically themselves. They're showing up truthfully Interactions with others. This is another one. Observing how someone treats other people, especially when there's no apparent benefit to themselves, provides insights into their true character. Admission to mistakes. Authentic individuals are generally more comfortable admitting their mistakes and taking responsibility for their own actions. Being this transparent is a sign of self-awareness. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about to give you these tools, last little nugget, is going to be listening and empathy. People who genuinely listen, who show empathy and consider others' perspectives, are likely displaying their authentic selves. Authenticity often involves a genuine connection with other people. So understanding someone's true self is a process that involves various aspects of their behavior across different situations. So in this particular situation that our follower, thank you so much for writing, I felt like a podcast was definitely needed to talk about how to navigate negativity and setting boundaries in a challenging work environment. My heart goes out to you. I know that's not easy, but hopefully some of these tools will help you understand that you get to decide. And here's really the big tip. Release it. Know that you have the choice to kind of bless and release it. Like, that's powerful in itself, knowing that people choose to show up as they are. And this person, whoever you're dealing with, is showing up as their true self. They are choosing to show up that way. So what's cool is you get to decide the boundaries. You get to decide what that looks like. If someone is draining and toxic, you get to work on your rules on how you're going to respond, or how you're going to entertain this, or how you're not going to entertain this. Don't try to mend something that is not there for you to mend. So if you're in a position where you feel like you're trying to fix this, you're trying to make this person less unhappy, less toxic, or to like you, know that sometimes things are not there for you to try to mend. That person is showing up to, or choosing to show up this way, right? Like, they're showing up the way they choose. They're choosing that. They could choose another way to show up. And if you show up with your energetic and positive and happy self, like, you show up and you leave people better than you found them, she's probably trying to drag you down. She shows you who she is, and you have to believe her. So I guess my opinion would be to maybe keep things short and just very matter of fact. But again, acknowledging and validating empathy when used in communication. We talked about how this, you know, being empathetic and communicating, this method to express understanding and recognition of someone's feelings, that goes really far. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you agree with their perspective or their actions. It's a way to show empathy without endorsing or supporting their viewpoint. So let's break it down, okay? Acknowledging. This involves recognizing and affirming the other person's feelings or experiences. It's a way of saying, I hear what you are saying, and I acknowledge that you're feeling a certain way, right? And then validating. Validation goes a step further, indicating that the person's feelings are legitimate and understandable given their unique circumstances. It communicates that their emotions are real and worthy of recognition. We all want to feel that. And then empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. In this context, it means recognizing and connecting with the emotions the person is expressing. However, acknowledging, validating, and empathizing do not imply agreement with the person's perspective, their actions, or their decisions. It's a distinction between understanding their emotions and supporting the rationale between or behind those emotions. So we can acknowledge and validate another person's feelings while maintaining a separate opinion or viewpoint. This is a skill often used in conflict resolution, counseling, or simply in everyday conversations, adult conversations, to foster understanding without compromising personal beliefs. And that is being kind and respectful. So in closing today, the podcast touches upon the possibility that the coworker displaying these negative behaviors or toxic behaviors might be struggling with self-dislike. Some women that I have coached, as heartbreaking as it sounds, they literally, after we unpeel all the layers, have said, "I just don't like who I am." If you find yourself in this situation, I encourage these type of individuals. If you feel like you have a little, or you're struggling with a little bit of self-dislike, I encourage to seek help or get some resources through coaching, through therapy, or through counseling for daily, maybe self-check-ins that can actually be very, very transformative. So I hope that some of these nuggets can be useful for you to apply in the workplace for you, my listener, my follower who wrote me the private message. I appreciate you so much. And I did send her a little DM to follow this episode, number 194, about navigating negativity and setting boundaries in a challenging work environment. These are my tools and ideas for helping you navigate through that challenging season of life. But remember, you hold the power in this, setting boundaries, right? Personal boundaries. You can allow for empathy without compromising those personal boundaries. Until next time, you guys, I hope you have a fabulous weekend. We've got some special things planned here, and I will talk to you next time. Bye!
It's been a tough few years. Have you felt a little lost, fell off track, or maybe your life feels like it's been flipped upside down? Are you ready to get back on track with a simple jumpstart the healthy way? The 7-Day Sugar Detox, Sugar is the Devil book, is now available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It is a straightforward shortcut that tells you exactly what to eat and how to do this. The 7-Day Sugar Detox, Sugar is the Devil workbook and guide by Heather Newman will help you navigate a new healthy relationship with food. It will teach you which foods work for you and those that don't. This 7-Day Sugar Detox guide is meant to be a staple. It's not a one-time use only book. It's one that you'll want to keep coming back to over and over again for guidance. It's the permanent solution that you've been looking for. This guide is used as a resource to get you back on track when you fall off, and we all do. It's a journey, not a destination. So happy to hear how many of you are enjoying this book, getting massive weight loss results, and use it as a tool after those binging weekends when you've really whooped it up. It's the perfect, easy-to-follow guide, including a grocery list and meal planning recipe options for breakfast, lunch, snacks, and dinner. If it's not on the list, it's not for us. Be sure to grab yours today and grab one for a friend. The 7-Day Sugar Detox, Sugar is the Devil by Heather Newman is available in a paperback and a hardback version. Visit the website www.sugardetox7.com or simply find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble websites. Sugar is the Devil. Hey friend, thank you so much for listening to Heather's Get Unstuck podcast. Her goal is to help as many women as possible, and if this episode helped you in any way, you can directly impact Heather's efforts by simply sharing a screenshot of this to your social media or team. Also, if you're looking for additional support, feel free to find Heather on Instagram at GlitterU, her website at www.glitteru.com, and or join the free Get Unstuck Community Facebook group.